It might be difficult for you to imagine that the Hays Code called for restrictions that are astonishing as compared with what you can see today at your local Cineplex or on premium cable. The Hays Code begins with a noble and philosophical premise about the impact of movies. If motion pictures present stories that will affect lives for the better, they can become the most powerful force for the improvement of mankind. And no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Other stipulations include: brutal killings are not to be presented in detail. Methods of crime should not be explicitly presented. Theft, robbery, safe-cracking, and dynamiting of trains, mines, buildings, etc. should not be detailed in method. Methods of smuggling should not be presented. Illegal drug traffic must never be presented. The use of liquor in American life, when not required by the plot or for proper characterization, will not be shown. Excessive and lustful kissing, lustful embraces, suggestive postures and gestures are not to be shown. In general, passion should be so treated that these scenes do not stimulate the lower and baser element. Complete nudity is never permitted. This includes nudity in fact or in silhouette or any lecherous or licentious notice thereof by other characters in the picture. Undressing scenes should be avoided and never used save where essential to the plot. Indecent or undue exposure is forbidden. Dancing or costumes intended to permit undue exposure or indecent movements in the dance are forbidden. A man and a woman should not be shown in bed together. When we look at the effect of the 1930 Hays Code on films made afterward, we see the result in a sanitized version of life shown on the silver screen. You'll notice how it changed again in the 1960s. The film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is based on a stage play by Edward Albee. It was the first film given a rating of suggested for mature audiences.